Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
This is very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, straight up, it feels cold this morning.
Really, yes. Cold.
It's like, they say it feels like -3, but it's 1. Mm-hmm. It's going up to 4.
Oh.
Yeah, hot
look,
one.
Look at us go.
Back to 7 degrees tomorrow, sunny, and then Sunday, a little bit of rain in the morning. Potentially flurries, but then 10 degrees. So, okay.
Okay. Okay. You know what? Okay.
It just kind of happened. Right?
Yeah, November on Sunday, it's going to happen. Yeah, here we are. So, tomorrow is Halloween. Are we feeling spooky?
Yes.
Are you actually?
I keep forgetting.
Me too. You know like, I mean? I'm not feeling into it at all.
I'm feeling it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I watched Hubie Halloween the other day, the Adam Sandler Halloween movie.
No. Oh.
So, yeah, I'm feeling festive. Okay.
What a classic.
Hey, we have a $10,000 draw today at 8 a.m. And then your opportunity to get in for the next $10,000 draw next Friday with 10K Fridays on 99.9 Virgin Radio. Checking in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Gucci is selling distressed tights for $250. The description on the website says stretch mesh tights in black, high-rise, distressing throughout.
Mm-hmm. It's, so, Gucci-wise, that's pretty cheap.
It's pretty cheap, the Gucci. But
come on. They're giving you a nice deal there on those tights.
I thought this was ludicrous.
I don't think it's that expensive for them. Yeah,
no,
like,
it's
I think
not that
that's
bad.
A hot deal.
You guys are wild.
Well, they were selling overalls a couple years ago that had like mud stains on them for $1,400.
Yeah. They've also been selling masks for like $2,000 for this pandemic.
That's true. Jackson's up with you.
It has been a busy morning, gentlemen, because there's not one but two major albums out. Ariana Grande put out Positions overnight. Brand new Ari.
Ooh.
Don't worry, I'll clap for her as well. TJ heard me coming into the...
I didn't know we had to. Sorry.
TJ heard me coming into the parking lot this morning.
Okay.
There's new Sam Smith out, and all of it's super dancey. And I'm... Well, not all of it, but like most of it's super dancey. Whole new album from Sam Smith. I can't stop.
I was sitting in my car, and I could hear her from the road coming down the ramp.
It's better than Benny Benassi.
Oh, I thought it was Benny Benassi.
Producer Jesse.
Did you guys get the email that your Netflix subscription is going up?
No,
did not.
So they announced 3 weeks ago that all Netflix subscriptions are going up, and they've been rolling it out as your billing cycle goes along. So by 4 weeks, everyone's price will have gone up.
Do we know how much for the... I have the HD
it
one.
It is. I do have it here. It's going up by $1.
For everybody.
And the premium is going up $2.
What?
So if you have the premium...
I have the premium.
It'll be $18.99 now. And if you have the standard, it'll be $14. If you have the basic plan, it'll stay unchanged.
That's a lot of money.
Is it cutting season? Like, you know those people who you have on your account that you just gave it to?
Yeah.
It's cutting season.
I think it's cutting season.
It's cutting
for sure.
Season. Yep. Okay.
So, I would
bet we
feel like... No, leave it with your mom.
Okay.
Paulette needs that, okay?
Well, see what Jack gets for Christmas first, and then we'll determine whether or not she gets cut from that.
She's cool. Time to take your ex off your Netflix, right?
Yep.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is planning to improve traffic with robots.
Mm.
This new plan is called Move2Yo and includes 5 proposed actions that would launch starting next year. They are smart signals, intelligent intersections, transit signal priority, construction hub pilot continuation, and travel demand management strategy. Long story short, all 5 of these actions are going to use smart technology to get an accurate reading of who is using what to get where, so they can make it easier for all levels of commuting.
It'll mean that you won't get like a random red light in the middle of the night when you're the only car at the intersection, which is good, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool thing.
Just pull an Adam Wilde and run it.
I don't run red lights.
I've seen you.
You've never seen me run a red light. Wow.
Oh, man.
Listen to this.
Can you feel the tension in here?
Richmond West.
I'm
going
to come over there and cough at you in your general direction.
Adam Wilde.
That's a joke, too, by the way.
Yeah, we'll see you.
My goodness.
See you in court.
Harry Styles visited the fans. Jeez. Harry Styles visited the fans' house and fed her fish when his car broke down. Here's the thing. She wasn't there. This is every fan's nightmare.
Oh, God.
So Harry's car broke down. Had to take his car to a garage. He was welcomed by a man for a cup of tea.
Yeah.
His daughter turned out to be a huge fan of One Direction. So he went over to the house. She wasn't home.
No.
So he had a chat with the dad. He fed the fish, and then he took photos and left a note saying, "Theodora, my car broke down on your street, and your dad's friend kindly let me wait at your house with a cup of tea. I'm devastated that we missed each other. Looking forward to meeting soon. Treat people with kindness. All my love, Harry."
Come on, for sure. That's like a great story, but I would be so mad.
I'd be upset.
I would. And
how are they going to meet now?
It's a fan fiction nightmare, too.
Oh, man.
Imagine they could have kissed. Not a chance now. He was there, but now he's gone.
Toronto just beat out Vegas, San Francisco, and Milan as one of the best cities on the planet. We just landed number 13 on the list.
Not bad.
This is the highest that Toronto has ever placed. And according to the website, the diversity and culture was a major contributor. And of course, winning the 2019 NBA championship didn't hurt either.
Really?
Yeah,
did that up us?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we're going to win more championships so we can cross the top 10.
That's awesome.
Go Raptors.
We did it.
Sports guy.
Now, if we won the cup, like the Stanley Cup,
yeah,
would we get into the top 10?
No, because no one cares about hockey.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
That's out of Canada.
That's just a Canada-only thing?
Yeah.
Don't worry, the Leafs will certainly win that next year, won't they?
Guys. Stop. I'm going to come over there and fight you.
That's what's trending up to you.
Don't make me.
You're going to fight her. She's going to sue you, and I'm just going to watch.
Hey, apparently it's snowing in Hamilton right now, according to one of our text messengers. So shout out Hamilton.
Can I just say that? That's probably beautiful. Hamilton's beautiful.
Hamilton's beautiful for sure, but...
A snowy morning in Hamilton? Be right there.
No. Okay, fine. I'll be positive about it, too. Where do you be at when they say they doing all this and all that? According to a few text messages, we got snow in Guelph this morning.
Woo!
Snow in Hamilton this morning.
Cute.
I love this. Hamiltonian here. Hopped in the car because I had a McMuffin craving this morning.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Friday is for sure McMuffin morning.
For sure.
Heard the message about the snow right after you guys said it on the radio. I saw it. Have a great morning, everyone. Cute. Everybody's happy about the snow, which is nice.
It's nice at first, and then by, December, we're upset about it. So.
And weird tie-in, but in half an hour, we got $100 at McDonald's
Hell yeah.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Now, earlier this morning, we replayed Ghosted from yesterday, which thankfully ended well, right?
Yeah.
The two of them were like, I think one of them's playing it too cool with the text messages, and it's like, you know, normally you give like a 90-minute to a two-hour separation before you get back to somebody, right?
Early on. She was doing 2 days.
Two days is a lot.
I can understand the frustration.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Tinder has launched a Ghosted graveyard just in time for Halloween. To help you with text the person you ghosted, but you talked to again. Now, let me ask you this. Before we get into this feature, have you ever ghosted somebody and then been like, you know what, I really wish I hadn't, and then just been too afraid to text them back?
No, I feel like all my ghostings were justified. And I feel like all the times I've been ghosted, they were probably justified.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Never go to the graveyard.
So if you feel bad about ghosting someone, Tinder wants to help. They want to help you craft the perfect message to them as well. So you first go to itsyourboo.com, which is funny.
That's cute.
You enter the name of the person that you ghosted. Who ghosted who? So you ghosted them. You enter the names. Yeah. And the reason you want to start talking again. And voila. Once you've done that, you'll get a personalized icebreaker that you can copy and send to the former person, former flame. If you're not satisfied with the message Tinder has come up with, then you can press reshuffle and generate another. So this is basically supposed to be the 2 a.m. you up text, but nicer.
So I've done this. I've revisited a spirit from the past.
You've gone back to the graveyard.
I've gone back to the graveyard. Years ago, I had, cut off contact, ghosted a woman, and then a few months later realized I would like to see her again. And I sent her a message, and I actually, it was before this website, but I crafted it, and I was like, because you want to be polite. You also have to kind of take accountability. You know, sorry, I went off the map for a little while.
Right.
And so I slowly and very tediously wrote this message. And she left me on read.
Hold on. What did you write? You got to tell us what you wrote. What'd you write?
Hey, it's been crazy busy with work lately. Sorry, we... Sorry, it's been crazy busy with work or something like that. Hope you've had a good summer.
Ooh, another rough line.
I know.
That's two bad lines in a row. Where were TJ and I on this one?
Yeah. Okay.
I think I also started with like, what's up, girl? Or something like that. I know.
Three bad lines.
Oh, I know.
See, no, you can't be instantly familiar when you've ghosted someone.
I know. What's up, girl?
I get that all the time. When I got ghosted, it was like, I was like, you know, like, hey, like one girl was like, hey, babe. I'm like, don't hey, babe me.
You left me.
Just because you saw me naked a couple times does not make me your babe.
Trying to get out of the ghosted pool is very difficult because you can't do what Jax did where you do it too flippantly, but you also can't be too excusey. You know, I was so busy with work, and then I tripped and hurt my knee, and then also, you know, of course, it's the new millennium, and, you know.
Y2K.
Exactly. I've never really been great with computers. Like, you can't offer up nine excuses. I hate that I'm about to take a page out of the Jax playbook, but honesty is usually your best policy.
Well, and you know what? Is there anything wrong with saying to the person, like, especially if this is the case, I was, you know, my ex re-entered the picture, and we gave it another shot, or... You know, I was dating someone else, and I wanted to make sure that I saw that through, and then came back to you. You know, is there anything wrong with that?
Like in theory, it's beautiful, but it's really hard to practice.
You could say I wanted to stop smooching you, but now I haven't smooched you in a while, so I would like to smooch you again.
I enjoyed smooching you more than I thought I enjoyed
stop
smooching you.
Stop saying smooch, please.
Smooch, smooch.
Get over here and smooch me.
Stop it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending,
and this is what's trending right now.
An Ontario theater wants you to win the rights Taunted when you die. The Regent Theater in Prince Edward County claim that despite the theater being over 100 years old, it's not haunted. And they want to change that. So for $25, you can put your name in the raffle. And tomorrow on Halloween, they will draw a name of who wins the exclusive rights to haunt the theater when they die.
Oh.
It's all in an effort to raise money for the theater as it's been closed since March because of COVID. But more importantly, it's in an effort to create even more ghosts.
Okay, so that's terrifying, but also love the charity aspect. Like, love getting... Because that is a really... Have you been to that theater?
No.
It's incredible. It's super, super cool. And it's, like, one of those, like, very few theaters that, like, have the old building, like, all the old Sonny Joe friends. So it's cool.
Oh, really?
Neat, yeah.
Oh, very neat. Another day, another harrowing raccoon rescue. You might remember yesterday we were talking about the man on the Segway who rescued a raccoon in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Well, this time it happened at the intersection of King and Shaw. It was walking in the middle of the street, and passersby tried to shoo it from the road. They suspect it might have been ill.
Yeah.
Eventually, a woman stepped up to the plate and got it out of the intersection. She eventually corralled the creature up against the storefront and threw her coat over it to gather it up and carried it off somewhere out of harm's way.
Oh. You know, it's just, this is the news that we need.
Yeah.
I just need more of this.
We're two for two with raccoon rescues today.
You know what? I like the fact that people are saving raccoons. There's a lot of people that have the hate on for them. Understandably so. They're a little bit tricky.
They got hands.
However, it's nice that we have our friends in mind.
I think they're cute. I don't think you should call them tricky on the radio. I think that's mean, Adam.
Okay, fine.
$150 million worth of weed, three kangaroos, and two zebras were seized at an illegal grow-up near Toronto. Officers executed 15 search warrants at several indoor and outdoor marijuana grow operations in Markham, King, Stouffville, and East Gwillimbury. They seized over 28,000 plants, just under 4,000 pounds of harvested marijuana, which sat at a street value of around $150 million. They called it Project Green Sweep, and it led to 37 arrests and 67 charges. I want to be in charge of, like, coming up with the names of these operations.
What was the previous one? Do you remember that? There was a Markham House
Kingpin
or something.
Yeah, it was like, it was a big one, and they had drones surveyed.
Yeah,
it looked like a real estate listing for a $10 million house, and it was this, this is us taking all the crap out of here. But it's cool.
You know, everybody's keeping busy.
Felt very James
everybody's
Bond.
Everybody's keeping busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, we're really brushing over the fact that somebody had three kangaroos and two zebras.
I like the idea that the kangaroos were brought here to sell the weed. Like, you know what I mean?
They're the vendors.
Yeah, they were just bopping around selling weed.
Okay, here's honest, weird question.
Yeah.
By the way, kangaroos in it. You said zebras and giraffes?
Yeah. Two zebras, three kangaroos, no giraffes.
Okay. First off, how do you have those animals and nobody knows?
The ark.
Yeah. Number two, what do you do with them? So the police seize them.
Yeah.
They can't put them in an evidence locker. What do you do with a zebra and kangaroos? Do you drop them at the zoo?
Triple nine, double nine.
Where does that go?
Yeah. They would probably go to some sort of animal sanctuary, you would think, right?
They better. Yeah.
Do you know a lot of zebra sanctuaries around here?
I mean, I know a couple out of the province, but not here. He said, completely making it up.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Maybe don't look at me. I don't know.
Maybe they dye them a different color and call them horses.
Could be. Spray paint them.
This is what's trending. I'm teaching.
Oh, no.
So, just over an hour from now, we have $10,000 to give you with 10K Fridays. And exactly two songs from now at 7 o'clock, it's going to be $100 to McDonald's to fulfill your cravings this morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
Hi, it's us. It's going to be 4 degrees.
Hello.
It's 1 right now. Feels like minus 3 outside. And I just want to play something for you because in an hour, it's going to happen again. 10K Fridays. $10,000. Mara won last week. Have a listen.
Mara Cole?
Yeah.
You just won $10,000!
Yeah!
Friggin' way!
Yes, way!
No way! Yes. Oh my God. You have no idea what a difference this will make in my life. This is such great news.
Well,
Thank you so much. Give us an idea.
What's going on?
Okay, well, tonight I'm going to hit up a patio.
And we didn't hear from her after that, Lance. No. So we're assuming she had a really good time.
Some say she's still on the patio. Legend says.
Right next to the heat lamp. Okay, so we're going to do that in an hour. Yeah. So that's going to be exciting. In the meantime, how about winning yourself $100 to McDonald's to celebrate their all-day breakfast, which is our favorite. We all have an addiction to McDonald's breakfast. I'm not going to lie.
100%.
So, we're going to play a little game called What's in Jax's Bag.
What's in Jax's Bag?
Jax has ordered from McDonald's. What did she order for all-day breakfast? Be caller 9 at 416-872-9999 right now. She will give you 3 hints. They will be weird. And it will be your job to decipher.
Oh, will they?
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Justin Bieber. Love will keep you up
tonight. Tell me how do you... is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
$100 to McDonald's. What's in Jax's bag is the game. She tells you what she's ordered from the McDonald's breakfast menu in 3 hints. Caitlin's been listening all week. What do you think of the game so far, Caitlin?
I think it seems pretty fun.
That's one way to put it feels confusing.
So let's get to the first hint, Jax.
My light, steamy body may be the first thing that you think about in general in the morning.
This is something that she's ordered for McDonald's breakfast. And that's hint number one. Okay. No idea. There's no way we could know.
I got it. Go slow.
Producer Jesse's got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Yeah? Hint number two. Go slow with this beautiful elixir. You may get heart palpitations.
I got it.
What do you think it is?
I honestly don't.
Okay.
Steamy body, hot heart palpitations?
No. Now we get to hear hint number three, which means it's going to get even weirder. So keep going,
ooh,
please.
Creamy or milky, everything in between, it's up to you.
Jax.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I don't know. Is it pancake?
No. Let me stop you for a second.
That's a really good guess.
Hot body, steamy, gives you heart palpitations if you have too much or you drink it too fast.
Milk or cream?
Okay, it's coffee.
Yes! Yay!
Thank you!
Wow, she's good though. You're awesome.
Have you ever heard coffee described in such a sexual way?
No, I haven't. Well, and I honestly just started drinking coffee 8 months ago. I've never really had coffee in my life, and I love it now. So now I'm going to think about that every time.
It's not the worst thing in the world. And in fact, when you order from the McDonald's drive-thru, please make sure that you describe it that way exactly to them.
Yes.
$100 to McDonald's to celebrate all-day breakfast.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Virgin Mornings.
Confessions.
We take your confessions. Secret to 999999. You just text that keyword, 999999. Change your name. And I got one today, too.
Oh.
You know, because we felt like for a while there that we were doing all these confessions.
Yeah.
You were confessing and we weren't doing anything.
No.
So
we were just gathering all your secrets to use them against you.
Totally. And that wasn't fair.
That's not... Don't threaten.
Let's start with Andrew. He's a 647, but he's in Vaughn.
Oh.
Texas secret to 999999. When I was a kid, for 4 straight years, there was a house on my street that used the, quote, honor system for candy.
Oh, man, you remember that, right? The bowl out front.
Giant container left on the porch. Each kid was supposed to take just a handful.
Yeah.
But because I was a terrible kid, I would sprint there immediately after dinner with a garbage bag, take as many candies as I could, and take it back home. And then I would dump it in my room and go back to my regular trick-or-treating.
Bad bee alert.
I blame my parents for letting me do it. You know what? At a certain point, it is your parents' fault. But you hit like 10 years old, you should know.
Right?
I just love the complete lack of accountability. Like, even that it's my parents.
Yeah, mom and dad, let me do it.
It is a child, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Fair point. Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Like, I'm just discovering, like, with a child who's 18 months old, everything is actually my fault.
Yeah.
Like,
what's the old saying? If you're in an argument with a three-year-old, you're wrong?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Hannah from 905, St. Catharines. My boyfriend and I use Halloween every year as an excuse to get a little kinky in the costumes.
Hell yeah.
Which you should do. She said, I'm obviously not going to get into details, but using the mindset of this is just part of Halloween frees us up to do some real fun things and play a lot of different roles.
You know, fun.
Sexuality should be explored and Halloween should be celebrated.
And let us not there sleep on the role playing.
Yeah.
Right? Come on.
Hey, I'm Catwoman tonight. I'm an Oompa Loompa. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm an Oompa Loompa.
You want some candy?
That's what I would do. Storm, Adam.
Yeah. It's been a weird year. Maybe we do need Oompa Loompa action,
take these,
okay?
Take these suspenders off me.
And you know, maybe it will awaken something in you.
Good Lord.
Paint my face.
You can sing the song after.
Yeah. I'm just imagining a bunch of mini Donald Trumps walking around. That's what they kind of look like, right?
Don't do that. Don't bring it there.
Okay, I'll give you my Halloween confession before we get to Juliana, who's from Toronto. Okay, so my Halloween confession is this. I don't like Halloween. I think Halloween is I can't decide what's worse, and this is terrible. Halloween or New Year's?
Hey, if you look up in the sky right now, you'll see a big light, and it's not the bat symbol. It's actually Adam Wilde's signal for being the coolest guy
North America. I'll tell you what it is. I have never liked, when I was a little kid, did not like getting dressed up, hated face paint. You know when kids you'd go to like a fair or something like that and kids would get face paint or whatever and they'd love it? I hated it. I would cry in line and then to the point where my parents would just take me out of line.
Stop crying.
Still don't love, like I had to wear makeup for TV. Hated that too. I don't like anything on my face.
Yeah.
I don't like people touching my nose. I'm really weird about that.
I've booked you several times.
Even if there's a mask on my face, I don't like it touching my nose. So I have
an anti-masker now.
The only...
I'm just kidding.
Let me just say for the record that I wear my mask.
He does wear it over his
just know he hates it the whole time.
But I am an anti-Halloween masker. And this is I love horror movies. I love Halloween. Like I love doing Halloween stuff on this show.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't if you give me the choice to go to a Halloween party or not, I'm always going to choose not.
Do you
not
feel
nine
free?
Out of ten times. I'm ten out of ten dentists on that.
And what are you and your daughter Everly doing tomorrow?
I'm getting dressed up.
As what?
Mandalorian and Baby Yoda.
I hate Halloween, but it's just really cute.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to go spend a bunch of money on the cutest costume. Yeah.
And she's going to look great.
I got costumes for my dogs, too. Okay, Juliana with the last confession. For 2 years in a row on Halloween, I've gotten dressed up at home, taken an Instagram photo, and went straight to bed. I always make it seem like I'm going to a huge party in the city, but I actually hate going out for Halloween. Instagram doesn't need to know that, though. Juliana?
She knows what's up.
I should have listened to you years ago. I've been to so many Halloween parties I didn't want to go to. Juliana's smart.
Yeah, smart cookie.
By the way, totally agree with Adam. I've never liked Halloween. Well, except the candy. Same, right? That's a text. What's this? We have a huge concert announcement?
Oh.
At 9 o'clock?
Oh.
I'm not kidding. We have a huge concert announcement. This is where we're at. How long has it been since we had a concert announcement?
17 years.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
So we have that on 99.9 Virgin Radio at 9 o'clock this morning. How cool is that?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Now, in confessions, I took a lot of heat because I was the one that came out and actively said, I don't like Halloween. I don't like my nose being touched. I don't like my face being painted. I don't really like getting dressed up. I do like the scary movies. I do like kind of talking about Halloween with you guys. And I've had some messy Halloween experiences, which are sort of fun. But I just never liked getting dressed up. Vanessa, that is your name, right? Your name is?
Vanessa.
You hate Halloween for a very specific reason. What is it?
I don't like people in costumes. I am scared. I hate Wonderland when, like, everybody's dressed up. And it freaks me out when they touch me. I'm like, don't.
Disney World would not be for you then.
No, I haven't even gone to Disney World.
So this is like
a giant mouse away from me.
This is an actual phobia for you, though.
This is a common thing, actually.
I don't even like little kids like coming to the door. I make my husband do all that.
Really?
Okay, so can I ask? Can I ask?
Yeah.
What happened? Where did this come from?
I've always had it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can remember going to Wonderland when I was like maybe 8 or 9 and having to stand beside like a Tigger or some kind of like, and just hating it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So even as a kid, I didn't like Halloween. I think I went out maybe twice.
So you don't even like fuzzy costumes, like furry costumes?
No.
Cute little, if an Elmo came bopping over to you, you wouldn't be down?
Nope.
Okay.
Wow. Is it a trust thing? You just don't trust things dressed in furry
costumes? Yeah, I actually think that might be it.
Okay.
That you've solved my problem.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, we didn't help at all, pockets. But yeah.
Now, if somebody came over in a Harry Styles costume.
If there was like a mask, no. But like... You know,
but if it was Harry Styles, you'd want.
So it has to be like a costume. What if it's like an impersonator, like a celebrity impersonator?
No, that weirds me out too.
Wow. So if you see a Johnny Depp celebrity impersonator walking down the street, you're not going to be like, oh, I love doing pirates.
Yeah, people dressed up as other people. Freaks me out.
But there we have it, guys.
Vanessa, she's deep. Okay.
See, Vanessa has a much more legitimate reason than I do. Yeah. But hey, I still think we're the same. So, Vanessa.
Thank you.
I'm glad that we could bond over this, Vanessa.
Thanks for listening to the show. Love you.
We love you.
Hey, it's Ava Max here.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Try the plans to improve traffic with the use of robots.
No.
They're going to use drones and they're going to pick your car up and throw them where you need to go. The plan is called... that's not what's happening. The plan is called Move TO, and it includes 5 key proposed actions that would launch starting next year. They are smart signals, intelligent intersections, transit signal priority, construction hub pilot continuation.
So nothing about the cars being thrown across the city?
Not
okay, all right.
And this last one
mascara,
is...
And you guys make me cry laugh sometimes. It's really hard.
It wasn't even that good. I don't know why we're laughing so hard.
But it sounds like a really good initiative.
It's the visual.
Right?
It's the visual of the throwing the car.
There's one more. We're only done 4. And travel demand management strategy. Long story short, all 5 of these are going to help with the use of smart technology to just get us where we need to go, man.
Jax literally looks like she's in My Chemical Romance right now because she's laughing so hard. The mascara is just running down. Anyway, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I like the smart traffic light thing because when we come, if you take Richmond ever, we come across the street like right at University, there's like one little light.
Oh, yeah.
Where there's
10
feet between you and the next light, and it's always like, I'm going to be green when the other light's red.
Yep. Yeah.
But then I'm going to be red when the other light's green.
Yep.
And you're going to have to sit here for 5 minutes.
It's like a problem child. Like, do you remember just being difficult when you were a teenager with your kids?
Oh,
your mom's like, hey, can you wear those nice shoes I like? And you would throw them in the trash?
Yes.
Yeah. Similar. Harry Styles visited a fan's house and fed her fish when his car broke down, but she wasn't there.
I'd be so mad.
This is every super fan's nightmare. So Harry's car broke down and they took it to a garage and he was greeted by a guy who said, hey, my daughter's a huge One Direction fan. Oh, he also brought him a cup of tea. So he went to the guy's house, went into this girl's room and like signed a photo saying, Theodora, my car broke down on your street and your dad's friend kindly let me wait at your house with a cup of tea. I'm devastated that we missed each other. Looking forward to meeting soon. Treat people with kindness. All my love, Harry. That girl came home, saw that note, and then probably yelled.
If that was me,
that's
and I
dream.
Found out that Nick Carter was in my house when I wasn't, I would have like
Nick
torn
Carter.
Through the walls. Like I would have been unreasonable for at least 3 years.
Well, I think that's fair. Like that is the dream to have the celebrity that you love break their car. Like their car breaks down on your street. Come on,
he didn't have the drone to come pick it up. And
also,
throw it where
kind of his car is Harry Styles driving that it's breaking down.
He probably has a lot of classic cars.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough.
Not right now, but I will later. Toronto beat out Vegas, San Francisco, and Milan is one of the best cities in the world. We placed number 13 on the 2021 list. This is the highest Toronto's ever placed, and they say it's due to diversity and culture being a major contributor. And, of course, winning the 2019 NBA championship didn't hurt either.
That is a good thing.
Kobe.
Pretty interesting. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Nope. That was this year. Kobe's this year. That was the Lakers this year.
That's right.
Thank you, Jax. That was a rough one.
Yeah. I don't know.
So here's the deal. We've got some pretty big announcements happening. We have a concert announcement. And you heard that right. A concert announcement at 9, which you're going to want to stick around for because when was the last time you heard anyone had a concert announcement?
True. We had different dreams back then.
I know. It's just crazy. We used to give away trips and tickets to concerts, and we used to take you to Post Malone, and we'd hang out in the box together. It was great. We got something similar to that coming at 9 o'clock, which I'm very excited about. Also, because today is Friday, it's a 10K Friday, meaning you and $10,000 shaking hands for the first time. Except you wouldn't do that because it's COVID. So, listen, we got this $10,000 giveaway in 3 minutes. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio's 10K Friday.
That's right, and it's time to give away that $10,000. Right now, we have our finalist on the line, guys. You excited?
I've never been more excited.
Cha-cha-cha.
Her name is Victoria. Good morning.
Hello.
She seems to be in a very windy tunnel, or she's just in her car on Bluetooth.
I am on my car on Bluetooth.
Okay. So. Where are you headed this morning, Victoria?
I'm headed to work right now.
Which is?
I'm a teacher, actually.
Oh, good lady.
Must be a big day with Halloween and the kids.
We're not actually dressing up this year, but we're wearing Halloween colors.
Victoria, you are going to work a much richer woman. $10,000!
Yes! Yes! My God, thank you so much. This is unbelievable.
You never need to go to work again.
That's not true. At least for maybe the next few months.
Yeah. Enjoy retirement.
Yeah. Enjoy your yacht.
Thanks.
No, congratulations, girl.
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Like, this makes such a difference. Thank you so, so much.
What kind of difference?
I cannot believe it. Well, I recently just moved, so it will definitely help with that. And my boyfriend and I share a computer, and we're both constantly working from home, so...
That won't do.
Yeah.
So now you're going to buy him a new apartment so you can have your own computer.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'll be definitely getting a new computer this weekend now.
Hey, that's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, though. Like, this is honestly unbelievable. Like, I've been texting in all the time. Like, I don't think I've missed, like, a single text trying to win. So thank you so much. Like, you guys have made my year.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99. Oh, you want $10,000 for sending a text message? Yeah, you can have it. All you have to do is text costume and your name to 999999 right now. We're going to give you $100 today. And then next Friday, it'll be your shot at the 10K Friday $10,000 grand prize. So you can laugh now and cry later when you win 10 grand. You see?
Yeah.
Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know.
I won't say it. Are you freaking saying it?
99.9 Virgin Radio's 10K Friday.
We're known for freaking saying it. We just want to, you know, just let you know, we gave away $10,000 not 10 minutes ago. And it's time for us to give away the next $100. Good morning, Shannon.
Hi.
Hey, Shannon, did you hear earlier when Victoria won $10,000?
I did.
What did you think?
That's awesome.
Did you think to yourself, oh, I could go for $10,000 too?
Yeah, I would love to.
You are the first person in line to win $10,000 next Friday. Congratulations!
Yay! Oh, my God. Thank you.
So, all you need to do now is nothing. You win $100 instantly, potentially $10,000 next Friday. It's you just hanging back for the rest of the week going, yeah, I don't have to worry. 10 grand, mine, next Friday.
That's amazing.
And if you want to win that $10,000 and be the second person online, easy. All you have to do is wait for Robin. She's going to have another keyword for you at 10 o'clock. Text that in.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This Halloween is different. There's no question. Like we were talking about earlier this morning, not feeling the Halloween spirit the same, you know? Yeah. But the way to get back into that is to get a little nostalgic. And let's get nostalgic about your Halloween hookup. Specifically the costume. You ever hooked up with someone just because their costume was great? Jax is... she looked down immediately. So what? That's a yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the costume?
Well, Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah.
I have a soft spot for Sailor Moon. Yeah,
because
I was like 22.
Sailor Moon was part of your awakening, wasn't it?
Yeah, Sailor Moon was part of my...
So which Sailor... Was it actually Sailor Moon or Venus or Mars or
no,
Mercury?
No, it wasn't Jupiter. Any of the gals. No, it was Sailor Moon. And the girl looked so cute in it. And like, when I was 22, I was feeling freaky, you know? Let's go, Sailor.
What costume were you in at the
time? I'm terrible at Halloween. I never really dress up. I always go as like just a lumberjacks. So I just put a bat on, which is just... me every day, so yeah.
Yeah, it's just you go in your street clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. I had a Tinkerbell hookup.
Wow.
And And the worst part about it was I put her number in my phone as Tinkerbell.
Amazing.
Adam.
So
incredible.
Then when we were texting afterwards, and I don't think we ever saw each other again, but you know, you have that sort of text before you ghost each other. I did not know her actual name.
Incredible.
And that was...
You call her T?
T-Dog.
What's up,
You're
T?
My little Tinkerbell. That's what I'm going to call you.
She's like, stop calling me that, please.
My name is Jennifer.
Yeah. It's Laura.
There is a certain part of your life where that's acceptable.
I know. Yeah,
I'm sure I was whatever the heck I was that Halloween. I can't remember. Yeah. But she probably didn't know my
Some
name
gross.
Either.
Yeah.
TJ, what are the text messages already saying, which I love?
Yeah. A text from the 905. I hooked up with a Harley Quinn last night. Yay.
Did you?
Right on.
Okay.
Another one from the 416. I haven't hooked up with anyone yet, but if anybody dressed up like Tiger King this year, it might happen. LOL.
They've started rolling out, Liz Trenier and her husband did a incredible Tiger King from E-Talk. Like, it's so good. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of them all over Instagram. I don't know. It's a hard one to do, though, to get it bang on.
Yeah. Last one here from the 416. One of my friends started dating an old boyfriend who was dressed as Lance Armstrong back when he was still relevant and cool.
Oh, okay. Like cool.
Strong.
Yeah. He biked into the party.
Before he was taking... Okay, never
mind. Yeah, well, no, he was always taking that. There was no before time. He was always taking the performance enhancing. And hopefully you had an enhanced evening.
Hey.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
That's pretty good.
I'm just throwing this on there because I've hooked up on Halloween to this song. Now... Hit us up with yours. 999-999 to text. You're 20 minutes away from the first concert announcement. 20 minutes away from the first concert announcement we've made in 9 months.
Wow. Just like 9 months ago, we were going to concerts, and now we can't even sneeze in the same area code as each other.
That's right. It's crazy. It's crazy what's happened, but at 9 o'clock, we have a huge announcement for you. We're so excited for this.
It's huge. It's like, finally some good news.
Yeah, and it's not some little, I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes it's like, well, it's going to be huge, and then it's not. No, this is huge. And by the way, we would never bait and switch you like that anyway.
We're not that tricky.
I've just had to work at radio stations with this huge prize, and then it's Monopoly.
Yeah. TJ's going to play you a song in his living room.
It's me playing Oasis at a mall.
Yeah. Yuck, I don't like that vision.
No, that's not how Virgin Radio rolls.
City Center.
That is not how Virgin Radio rolls. Okay, so we've been talking about people you've hooked up with it just because of their costume. You walk and you're like, wow, that is quite the costume. I think we're going to have to meet. Texas at 999-999. What do we got, Teach?
From the 905, my hookup was at McMaster University party.
Oh.
He was a cowboy. And yeah, he saved in my phone as cowboy.
Oh, giddy up.
Nice.
Giddy up.
Nice.
From the 647, I worked at Domino's as a driver with the uniform, brought pizza to a Halloween party, and she thought it was a costume and hooked up with the pizza guy.
Now,
don't you have pizzas to deliver?
Yeah, I was just going to say, is there
have you guys never been
cold?
On the internet and watched some films? This happens.
I mean, yeah, but I guess it would. I understand now why my pizza's cold.
I'm just mad about the pizza.
Yeah, right? Someone's hungry.
I'm thinking of porn plots over here.
Yeah, right?
From the 905, 19 years ago on Halloween, I hooked up with a guy wearing a kilt, and I was in a cat suit. My opening line was, is there anything under that skirt? And we ended up married, and are still married, and have kids.
Hey!
Uh-huh.
Hey!
And that's what happens when you don't wear protection.
That's love.
It can happen even on the first time. I'm assuming that's what happened, right?
PSA from Adam Wild.
Wow, okay. Hey, I have a kid. That's birth control enough. Run away,
run away. Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
If you're like me, you wake up every morning and think, when I die, I want to become a ghost and haunt all my friends. Well, now you can win the rights to do this. An Ontario theater, the Regent Theater in Prince Edward County, claim that despite the theater being over 100 years old, it is not haunted, and they would like to change that. So, for $25, you can enter a raffle. And on Halloween, they will draw a name.
Hey, Luke and Robin, who's out there talking? We can hear you.
Sorry, you know what? It's a boisterous hallway. It's a masked hallway. Also, let's haunt them when they go.
I'm going to.
What are you saying? Sorry?
Luke, we could hear your voice
from
down the hall.
Luke from our weekend show in here,
Luke,
getting rowdy.
We're going to win the right to haunt you, Luke, okay? That's what we're going to do. That's what I said.
So for $25, you can put your name in a raffle, and tomorrow on Halloween, they're going to draw a name, and whoever name they draw wins the exclusive rights to haunt the theater when they die.
Oh,
it's in an effort to raise money for the theater, as it's been closed since March.
You guys ever watch Casper, Friendly Ghost,
yes.
the movie?
With Devon Sawa?
Yeah. So
yeah, I
would want it for Luke's, when I haunt Luke, when I pay the $25 to haunt Luke, sure. I want to be his Uncle Stinky. Because you remember, he farts around the thing. So I don't want to drop
you just want to be a ghost so you can fart on people?
No, Luke.
Is that what you're saying? Luke.
Gentlemen.
Just Luke.
That's enough.
The both. Why am I in trouble? He said it.
You know what, TJ? You really need to clean this up.
It's classic TJ. Another day, another harrowing raccoon rescue. This time at the intersection of King and Shaw. Yesterday, we talked about the man on the Segway who rescued the raccoon from the road and released it into a wooded area. Well, last night, there was another raccoon walking in the middle of the street. Passersby tried to shoo it from the road.
Danger.
They seemed to suspect that the raccoon was ill. Eventually, a woman stepped up to the plate and got it out of the intersection and corralled the creature up against a storefront, threw her coat over it, and carried it off somewhere out of harm's way.
You that's know, really
where,
nice.
But she has it.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, before I moved to Ontario, I didn't realize, like, I thought it was a joke how big the raccoon problem is here, but then it's I moved here problem. And I realized it's a culture.
But you know what? And that's the thing. I think we just need, instead of seeing it as a problem, we need to embrace it exactly. as part of the way life is here.
Folklore.
It's us, it's the raccoons, and it's condos. That's what it is.
I think it's the raccoons, us, and then condos.
Probably,
I think that's
yeah.
The
they're top of the food chain, for sure.
$150 million of weed, 3 kangaroos, and 2 zebras were seized at an illegal grow-op near Toronto.
No.
Officers executed 15 search warrants at several indoor and outdoor marijuana grow-ops in Markham, King, Stouffville, and East Gwillimbury. They seized just under 29,000 plants and just under 4,000 pounds of harvested marijuana.
Imagine.
Which they said had a total street value of approximately $150 million.
Holy moly.
They called it Project Green Sweep, and it led to 37 arrests and 67 charges. I want to be in charge of naming these operations. That's going to be a pretty
What would
neat
be the next
job.
One?
The next one is called Operation Bad Clown, and it's trying to find all the bad clowns. They arrest people who think they're funny. I'll find it. Don't worry, guys. I'll get there. I might be on the list.
I just want to know where the kangaroos went.
Yeah, where do the animals go?
Man, they painted them, and now they're horses.
Now they're ponies somewhere.
Ponies in a pasture.
That's right. Hey, we got a huge concert announcement coming up in just a couple minutes on 99.9 Virgin Radio. And when I say concert, it's not a mistake. There's an actual concert announcement coming up in just a few moments.
Could it be after Kane Brown, Swae Lee, and Khalid?
It could.
It will be. Concert announcement, 99.9 Virgin Radio, next.
9 o'clock.
We're normally out of here by now, but here's the deal. We have a concert
Woo!
Announcement. Haven't had one of these since at least February. It's hard to believe. We have a concert announcement for you, and this one's big. Are you ready for iHeartRadio Jingle Ball 2020?
It's back. The iHeartRadio Jingle Ball 2020.
Jingle Ball!
With live performances by Billie Eilish, Harry Styles, Dua Lipa, Sam Smith, Louis Capaldi, Doja Cat, and Shawn Mendes. Jingle Ball, brought to you by Virgin Mobile Canada, airs live on the iHeartRadio Canada YouTube page and on Virgin Radio Thursday, December 10th at 9 p.m.
What you just heard
is
actually happening. Billie Eilish, Harry Styles, Dua Lipa, Sam Smith, Louis Capaldi, Doja Cat, and Shawn Mendes. The iHeartRadio Jingle Ball, brought to you by Virgin Mobile Canada, is going to air live Thursday, December 10th. On iHeartRadio Canada's YouTube account and on Virgin Radio stations December 10th at 9 o'clock. Check your local market, which is us, Tirana. Mm.
I can't wait. I'm actually like blown away by that lineup.
It's a good lineup. One more time. Billie Eilish, Harry Styles, Dua Lipa, Sam Smith, Louis Capaldi, Doja Cat, and Shawn Mendes.
Every big artist in the world right now. Yep. That is humongous.
And what day would that be, Adam?
That would be December 10th if you want to listen on 99.9 Virgin Radio. Oh. But if you want to watch, it's the day before. Well, it's actually the same day. December 10th, 9 p.m., iHeartRadio Canada's YouTube account. So you can actually watch us on YouTube, stream it from your TV.
It's going to be good. A good December. Something to look forward to, finally.
Thankfully. It felt good to have a concert announcement.
Right?
And
right?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to, like, watch a concert from your home.
I know, hey?
Yeah, that's actually TJ's dream. Yeah. Never to ever go to a concert
never
ever
leave again.
Again.
Oh, no, I'm so sad.